as I say, the kitchen part, but that's all in one, so they couldn't do much about that.
No. Mm. Okay, so that's recording. Mm. Just put the kitchen up. Super. Okay, right. Super. Bon, I'm ready. Okay, so can you tell me your name first?
Brian Finden.
And where are you from?
At the moment, Borden.
And you were born in which year?
I was born on the Isle of Wight.
In?
Hmm?
In when were you born?
Born Isle of Wight, Rye.
Yes.
Anfield village.
But when?
Rye. 1935.
Okay. So, you moved to a prefab with your parents.
Yeah.
Can you tell me the story?
Well, at the end of the war, father was an old Tony, you see, and he had the option of a prefab. He was a service man, so that we moved up over there in 1947, and I was 12.
And so it was an estate of prefab? How many prefabs were they?
Oh, must have been about 40, I would have thought. Yeah, I couldn't tell you exactly. We were number 33.
So. Okay, so at least 33.
Yeah.
And was that like the layout of the prefabs were like in rows or
you had a crescent, that's what's called Gill's Crescent, right, and that went round, and you had the prefabs built round there. You had other houses at the end, so to speak, because it was cut in from another road, and then we had crescent, then just one or two little offshoots, like two in each offshoot, you know.
And what do you remember the first time you went to that prefab? What did you think about it?
I can't remember now, but you did notice the fact that it was nothing you'd ever seen before. We had to go out around the corner for a toilet. We were lucky on the island. We just had to go out around there. But the uncle who lived at Ollybourne, that's just near Alton, all way up in the, present times, you know, our present time, probably about 60s or 70s, they still had behind the beans, I think, at the end of the garden, yeah. Oh, and they had a pump to pump the water in. That was a really old house, you know.
And you had everything, you had all the mud guns.
Oh, right? Yeah, like this.
Mm. Yeah. So did you think it was luxury, or?
Well, in them days, yeah, yeah. Of course, being young, you probably never took that much notice, you know. When you look back, how many people had a gas fridge? And all that lot built in.
And how many kids were you?
Oh, my God, only one.
Only one. So you had your own bedroom?
Yeah, there's two bedrooms side by side. You know, across that side of the hall. And as you say, loo, bathroom, and then the dining room, and the kitchen off that.
And the garden around?
Hmm?
The garden around?
Oh yeah. It was like a garden. Well, you see what the front's like, and the back was quite a good size. And father was lucky, he got a piece of allotment just over the fence. So you used to fill that with spuds, and then you used to put them in bags, and I had to go round with the old barrow, you know, high level one with wheels on, and they'd deliver them to whoever wanted. I think it was 5 bob a bag in them days, and that was a good 100 weight, you know.
And what did your mother, did she like the prefab?
Oh yeah.
What did she like about it?
Well, I suppose she hadn't been used to that sort of thing, you know. Yeah. All modern.
So they stayed in that prefab till...
Yeah, until the date on the back.
Yeah.
1985. Then they were rehoused. And father, he spent 2 years there and then he passed on in 1987.
So they were rehoused on the same estate?
Yeah. Well, they...
How did it work?
Well, they rehoused some people, don't ask me where, and then they started rebuilding. And then the others, they sort of moved them around. Yeah.
And there is none left of them over there?
No.
Yeah. Right. And have you got, some funny stories or memories to tell about the prefab?
Well, I know my brother locked himself in the loo one day. And I always thought father got through the window, but I can't see how he could ever have got through that window. It's only that big. So I can't say what happened on that one. And I used to use the bathroom for darkroom.
Did some photography?
Yeah. I used to work in a brewery, so I got wine crates.
Mm-hmm.
And turn them into cupboards and that, and put the sliding doors on in the bathroom. I didn't pay that narrow. And you said, what are you developing in there? So you can see it was not very big to do developing in.
Oh, that's cool. So you did some photography as an amateur?
Oh, amateur, yeah.
Well, that's interesting.
Mm.
The first time I hear a prefab bathroom turned into a dark room. And was there a sense of community between neighbours?
Well, you didn't know your own neighbours, but because they're all the same, you probably get someone walking and say, oh, sorry, wrong house. Yeah, next door neighbour, he was always coming in ours instead of his.
After a few drinks or?
No.
And there were street parties, there were neighbours?
No, never had much. Well, when the occasion arose, you have a street party. Like that one on there, a fancy dress. I think that was probably part of one, No, that's it. They had the what's name there, and then they went all down to the, they went downtown somewhere. Could have been the community centre or something.
Mm-hmm.
Something like that. And assembly rooms, perhaps,
And was that when you went to school? So you were 12, you still were going to school?
Yeah, we moved up to sit there at school, yeah.
Yeah. And other kids at school, were they looking a bit down on you because you were working, living in a prefab?
No, I don't remember, no. And also, I was at the church school over there, and I was supposed to come about a year earlier, but the prefab weren't ready. And when I come over here, I was about a year in advance of what I was doing there. Yeah, so we must have looked more over there, earlier than what they did.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you told me something about the story of the prefab. Can you tell me more? What you know about the prefab itself?
I can't really. Central heating, where they had this duct going into the bedrooms. That was hit and miss. Mostly miss. Yeah.
So I imagine the heat was going up anyway, so it was not... The heat was going up, was not very clever, the heating system.
No, it was just really hot air coming, finding its own way through, I think. That's what it meant, but...
Yes.
It didn't work. No. But the tower I used to get on. Mm. Like I say, when you think of what was about in them days, you might say they were about 20 or 30 years in advance. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So you moved out of the prefab to get married.
Yeah.
Your parents stayed.
Yeah, they stayed.
And now, what do you think of prefabs? Do you think they could be used again?
Well, could they only... looked at, what they could have done was brick around the outside, and they had white sails. I call them permanent prefabs because they were built in a similar way.
Absolutely.
And at the end of the day, they started rotting away. And I don't think people get mortgages, but anyway, what they did, they sold them all I think some people have, as I say, built around the outside.
Yeah, there are some prefabs which are bricked around and look like bungalows. And you have to really have an eye to recognize that were prefabs. Anything you want to say more about your... Come on, don't worry with us if you want to...
Find out a bit more.
Yeah.
I don't
remember. Have you got anything else you want to say? You can come in.
Yeah,
don't worry about us.
I'm trying to remember the layout, having been prefabs.
Oh, you as well? Join the queue.
I don't know, we're the prefab gang.
Did you have concrete one?
Had one exactly the same as this.
Oh.
It's like a sort of asbestos, isn't it?
Whereabouts was it?
Hainault.
Ah, oui. Yeah. Okay, yes.
I haven't got that before for me, I think.
Yeah.
Well, that's the one here.
And where was yours?
Oh, yeah, Hampshire.
Oh, right. Yes, I couldn't find any pictures to bring along, unfortunately.
Ah.
And did you read up and write that? Or you see,
it was the same as this one, exactly the same. Hour.
Yes.
Because you take a look at that kitchen there.
Yeah.
That was ours.
Oh, right.
The kitchen and the bathroom were similar in every prefab.
Yeah, the kitchen, that feels quite familiar, actually.
And this was complete built-in.
Oh,
the same
actually,
design.
Ours was like that.
It
was, these were metal, weren't
that's
they? Hollow metal.
Yeah,
it was the same as that.
Oh, probably the same one. Concrete out. Oh.
It was sort of like that shape. I think it was the same as this.
They had a...
It was a sort of concrete asbestos.
And the roof was like this one? Because this roof is really particular.
Ours was a metal roof. You know, they're straight sheets with this little rip on.
I think it was a different. I think it was a different orientation.
It might be more than that one.
Yes,
you
it might be. Let me have another look.
Or did you have a flat roof?
No.
No.
Oh,
there might be a turret.
Yeah, actually, I think it was probably more like this. Where did the front door go into?
The hallway.
Yeah. I think it was that one.
And
actually.
The hallway, and on your right, you had the living room. On your left, two bedrooms.
The bedrooms were, the front door came into a hall.
Yeah.
So that was the front door.
Yes, and on your right you had the living room.
We had two bedrooms. This was the living room.
Yeah.
They were the two bedrooms. And you came in through there. But it definitely had a metal fitted kitchen like that.
Yes.
So I wonder what one that was.
But it's maybe a tarot.
So it might be that one.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right.
If you come and see us in the village hall, we've got photos of all types.
Oh, good.
We can
I'll
find
come in there.
And A notes.
Yeah.
We must have at the moment.
Oh, right. Good. Yeah. I'll come in there.
There's no floor plan.
That might not.
And you
have you got pictures of the Hainault prefabs in there?
Not of the Hainault prefab, but you can. I'm sure you will recognise your type.
Yeah.
Yeah, come in there.
Yeah.
There's the air ducts going in.
Yeah.
Duct to the bedroom.
Yeah.
In other words, I'll say they're all similar.
Yes.
Like this lot, but it's done in wood instead of metal.
Oh, right.
And I thought, I was saying, this one is supposed to be a lot older than mine, like 57, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
And I wonder whether they went down, took a plaque, put it in, and built it in.